Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Zabar's here. Jeff's a longtime, almost 12-year member of our Brain Trust, and he is the chief home officer. He's the author of so many books on micropreneuring and teleworking and home office that he's the guru. He's the guy, and we call on him on a regular basis to help us with some of our micro stuff. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, if you're going to be a micropreneur, if you're going to be a party of one or even a party of a handful, you know, every small business has too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. But that is like on steroids, the smaller you get, isn't it? Because a tiny business has most of the jobs that a larger big business has. And yet there are not enough people to do it. So you better get your cornflakes together, hadn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, the micro-entrepreneur, the small business owner, and even even if you're not home-based or a party of one, even if you have two, three, four people, you know, you get things like organizing the office or being the bean counter, you know, handling the finances and accounting, even in a simple form. Obviously, we have accountants to do the big picture stuff usually, but or the marketing, the sales and marketing. This all falls generally to one or very few people who might not be thoroughly adept at it or you know, comfortable. They might not be. It might not be in their DNA to do it. So we have to find tips and tricks to make it happen, and one of which is the one that I said, like organization. We don't have admins. We don't have, you know, someone at the desk outside our office. Okay, you know, here's your calendar for the day. So you got to be prepared to make that calendar, to keep those ideas flowing, keep those scraps of paper or little post-its that accumulate on your desk in some better fashion.
You've seen my desk. You've obviously seen my desk.
Absolutely. I think if we had submitted a request for photos of how you use post-its in the worst possible way, I think we'd get thousands of entries of people who just have their walls, their desks lined with little post-it scraps.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how do we manage them?
And so we try to what amounts to is we're trying to get organized, but it actually creates mismanagement, disorganization.
It creates mismanagement. I think one of the key things that, you know, for example, organizational experts, which, okay, I don't put a lot of credence in experts, but one of the things they say is touch mail once. Mail comes in the door, you bring it in, what do you do with it? You shouldn't pile it up, or you should have a time of day that you deal with it, but touch it once. So don't take a bill and then set it aside. Take it, either pay it or put it in the slot where, you know, every Friday I pay my bills. You're done with it until you've decided where to put it. If you don't touch mail once, if you don't touch that fax once and deal with it or put it in a place where it will be dealt with, one thing I've discovered and learned through you know, my own bad experience is it will invariably end up on top of something else that needs to be dealt with in a sooner fashion.
Here's what amazes me, Jeff, is how quickly things get covered up on my desk.
Right.
It takes my breath away. I mean, I lay something down this morning, and before lunch, I'm looking for it, and I'm thinking, well, it's got to be right here. And when I actually find it, it's like down to the Paleolithic strata, you know, or something. You know?
Right.
It's like
a core sample to find what's down
exactly
there.
Exactly. It takes like a trained archaeologist to find it, and it's only been here an hour and a half.
And the sad thing is what if it's longer than that? I mean, what we're alluding to here is that often, you know, my dad used to have a sign in his office, please don't straighten out the mess in my office. You'll confuse me and screw up my whole world. Some people have a system, okay? They know where things are. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Some people get so much stuff in the course of a day, and that stuff can be mail, it can be faxes, it can be email, that if you don't organize it in a logical fashion, it will get lost, and you will get lost. And what happens, you know, if you wait till Friday to organize a desk that really needs to be organized at the end of every day so you don't lose things, you need to set up a system for yourself that helps you manage the incoming flood.
You got to find a place to put everything, don't you? I mean, that's
George Carlin said it.
That's,
you know,
what, yeah,
a house is a place to put your stuff. A file cabinet is a place to put your stuff.
That's my biggest problem is I've got so many different things going on here that I can't keep things, you know, in their place.
Well, and I think what's key, Jim, is that, you know, we've outlined and other people have their own woes when it comes to disorganization. We've outlined the problem, and the solution is to create your own system. The solution is to, whether it's file cabinets and lots of files. There's a reason when you go to the Office Superstore, they sell file folders and packages of like 50 or 100, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you should subdivide categories, and you should not be slow to put stuff in those file folders to get them organized. I keep stacking folders, stacking trays on my desk for specific things, and I have stacking trays beside my desk for specific things. And I know what specific things go in what specific folders.
And are you always put them in the right place?
I put them in the right place, whether I do it today or Friday.
Right.
And as I said in the column that's coming out soon, which Friday, I'm not sure, but they will go in there on a Friday. I'm good about where they go, and I can pretty much find them. You know, it's, again, organizational folk will tell you if you can't find it in 5 seconds, it's essentially lost.
My problem is not so much. I don't have a problem getting the work done. I get the work done and I get it done on time, but things seem to, from time to time, not be findable for me.
Right.
I find them, but I have to look for them. And that's my biggest problem is I'm unproductive looking for things that I really should, you know, I think I ought to have a better way of finding.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the problem. It's not that it's not that my business is in jeopardy. It's not that I guess if it's anything, it's just frustration at not finding things when I want them.
What a waste of effort. A waste of time spent looking for stuff that should be in a place. And it's especially true, and I've written articles about this, and I'm looking for the holy grail solution here. But the place you put the snippets of information, not even a insurance premium that has to be paid on a certain date, you know, not like a monthly premium like auto, but say it's a once a year or once every 6 months insurance, and the notice comes, where do you put that? You know, that's not as big a deal to me because that will get done. As, you know, Jim said, call this guy tomorrow at 2:45 or call this guy sometime in the future because he's a good guy. Where do I put that information?
I was blessed with a pretty good memory. God help me if my memory ever goes. I'll be in big trouble. Hey, Jeff, give us your website quickly.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.